This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Demonstrations in support of Palestinians ramped up quickly in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived in the city. Hundreds of protesters gathered early near the Capitol, waving signs and chanting slogans against Netanyahu and U.S. President Joe Biden, with activists promising mass protests throughout the day. Some United States Democrats will boycott Netanyahu's speech to Congress on Wednesday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Many Democrats who back Israel are critical of Netanyahu's handling of the Gaza war. Dozens say they will not attend the speech. The Senate's president also won't be there. Vice President Harris, who says a long-scheduled trip will keep her away. Republicans call her absence a sign of disloyalty to an ally. However, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, the GOP vice presidential nominee, says a campaign event will also make him a no-show.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani. It's a busy day in Washington, D.C. and on the presidential campaign trail. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Kamala Harris hit Milwaukee Tuesday for her first campaign rally following her endorsement by President Biden.
We have an election to win!
The likely Democratic presidential nominee heads to Indianapolis, where Harris will address Zeta Phi Beta's Grand Boulet, a national conference for the historically black sorority.
She talks about the history of this country, not with appreciation, but with condemnation.
Republican Senator J.D. Vance is scheduled to headline an event in Fort Wayne, Indiana, hosted by businessman Bill Bean. Due to their schedules, both Harris and Vance will miss an afternoon address by visiting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In the evening, Donald Trump holds a rally in North Carolina. Tonight, President Biden addresses the nation from the Oval Office. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is VOA News. Testifying before the United States House Judiciary Committee, FBI Director Chris Wray says the Bureau will do everything possible while investigating the Trump assassination attempt.
A whole lot of work underway and still a lot of work to do, and our understanding of what happened and why will continue to evolve, but we're going to leave no stone unturned. The shooter may be deceased, but the FBI's investigation is very much ongoing.
Wray told lawmakers on Wednesday that a laptop tied to the Trump rally gunman included a Google search of, quote, how far away was Oswald from Kennedy, unquote, referring to Lee Harvey Oswald, the shooter who killed President John F. Kennedy. At least 18 people were killed when a Nepali regional passenger plane caught fire while taking off from the capital Kathmandu on Wednesday, officials said. Alex Rizzo from Reuters has more.
The pilot, who was pulled from the wreckage, is the sole survivor of the fatal crash. The plane, carrying two crew members and 17 technicians, was going for regular maintenance to Nepal's new Pokhara airport, they said. In a statement, the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal said that shortly after takeoff, the aircraft veered off to the right and crashed on the east side of the runway. It is still unclear why. Located in the heart of the Kathmandu Valley, the country's main airport is ringed by mountains, affecting wind directions and making takeoff and landing a challenge for pilots. Following the crash, Kathmandu Airport was closed but reopened within hours, officials said.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. A fierce storm has toppled a tree at Cambodia's Angkor Temple complex in a fatal accident. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
One person has been killed and three others injured at Cambodia's famed centuries-old Angkor Wat temple complex when a large tree was blown down over their tuk-tuk, a kind of motorized three-wheeled vehicle popular in South and Southeast Asia, killing the driver instantly and injuring its three passengers, one critically, according to a statement issued by the Siem Reap Provincial Administration. Officials say the accident occurred late Tuesday afternoon at the southern gate of Angkor Thom, which is near the famous Angkor Wat temple. The site is Cambodia's most popular tourist attraction. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French authorities say they have foiled several plots to disrupt the 2024 Olympics. On Wednesday, authorities said they detained a Russian-born man of suspicion of planning to destabilize the Olympic Games. He was charged with conducting intelligence work on the behest of a foreign power with an aim to provoke hostilities in France. A study shows that a twice-yearly shot was 100% effective in preventing new HIV infections in women in Africa. The shot is already used in the U.S. and elsewhere as a treatment. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.